This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people could be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Okay, so what in the world is happening with this whole thing with Brett Kavanaugh and the revisiting of all the different, Clinton things going on? Will the Clintons ever leave political life in the United States? Huh? Boy, what a void that's going to be when you don't have the Clintons to punch around anymore, right? Okay, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Kavanaugh, sometimes Republicans in the article here refer to him as the Forrest Gump of Republican politics, listen to this. He has been involved, and he was deeply involved with working as an independent counsel to Ken Starr into the Clintons in the case of the Cuban refugee Elian Gonzalez. And you might not remember him. That's when the border agents broke into his house and nabbed this kid at the request of the Cuban government. And the Clintons were responding, of course. This young man. In the classic picture of Elian Gonzalez being held by a family member hiding in a closet and guy with a machine gun and a helmet, Kevlar vest, everything. Yeah, one of those things. And also, this is the big one, into the investigation of White House aide Vince Foster. Now, I know, listen, all my longtime oldies like me out there listening to the radio show, you remember Vince Foster and that whole scandal, that whole thing that was going on? Yeah. Well, this is a very clever little thing. We're going to play this little clip. We're not going to get all the way through this, but I just want to play it for effect. We're firing for effect here for all of you artillery pieces out there. This is Neil Cavuto talking to Ken Starr, the Ken Starr. So all of us old-timers remember Ken Starr because he was so deeply involved into the Clintons. Well, then, at the time, a young buck by the name of Brett Kavanaugh comes along. And he had been on the Supreme Court. He had been, you know, one of these clerks and so on. And everybody wanted him because he was a scrub face. He was a tough one. He was a good one. And so Ken Starr managed to get him as an independent counsel. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I read these articles, you know, so I'm just winging it here. Anyway, so the investigation into, well, yeah, Vince Foster pops up now. Years later, maybe we'll find out the truth about Vince Foster and how he died. A lot of suspicious things going on, a lot of tinfoil hat conspiracy thinking. And by the way, congratulations to all of you tinfoil hat thinkers on the Vince Foster affair. Because if it wasn't for the tinfoil hat thinkers like myself and others in the 90s and early 2000s and, of course, now, there would be no, this wouldn't be a story. It wouldn't be, but it is a story, and it's a legitimate story to have, because, you know, when the president's aide just dies under very, very mysterious circumstances, and nothing's, you know, really investigated. One of these things that just kind of went away. He committed suicide, they say. Well, we're going to find out the truth now, because in the confirmation hearings, Brett Kavanaugh's information, all his stuff is going to become public. All those things that Clinton has been hiding behind. Oh, it's Brett Kavanaugh that's going to pop out and give us the truth after all these years. So, tinfoil hat thinkers, this one's for you.
All right, here's a little fun fact on Brett Kavanaugh you might not know. It could be either a very, very good thing or a bad thing, depending on what you think of former independent counsel Ken Starr. But it is that relationship. The two worked together. Of course, he was working aside Mr. Starr in that investigation. He joins us right now. Ken Starr, very good to have you. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure, Neil. Thank you.
When you work with Brett Kavanaugh, in what capacity, what was he doing?
He was a young lawyer. I had recruited him to my law firm, Neil, and we won. Kirkland & Ellis, my law firm at the time, won the Brett Kavanaugh Derby. He was one of the most sought-after young lawyers coming off his Supreme Court clerkship with Justice Kennedy. And then lightning struck, for better or for worse. I became the independent counsel. So I said, Brett, now Judge Kavanaugh, please come help me. And he did. He was just terrific.
For better or worse, I don't know. It could work for and against someone, Richard. Right? That association, right?
Hey, depends on your point of view, as in most things in life. But the key is he was a great lawyer, and I think everybody now knows that. So the battle, which we'll get into, is going to be over philosophy and ideology. He should win that battle. But here's an opening point. For him to be praised by one of the most liberal constitutional law professors in the United States, very thoughtful, Akhil Amar of the Yale Law School, who said in his op-ed in the New York Times, Kavanaugh, it's a great piece, that Judge Kavanaugh deserves 90 votes. Well, I'm glad you had him on. I'm sorry I missed it. Then Amy Chua yesterday, or day before yesterday, a wonderful professor at the Yale Law School. Now, these are liberal Yale law professors, but they're people of principle, and they see that Brett Kavanaugh is truly an outstanding candidate who deserves confirmation overwhelmingly.
You know, again, maybe you can help me get clear his views on presidential misconduct, then, because they seem to have evolved, veered, or he has pivoted somewhat on the issue of certainly above Bill Clinton's transgressions and how aggressively a prosecutor can go. Could you enlighten me?
Well, I think what Brett experienced, I'm sorry I called him by his first name, but what Judge Kavanaugh experienced during the Whitewater investigation, and especially the Lewinsky phase, is the downside of these investigations. That is, they're very disruptive to the presidency and therefore to the orderly operations of government. And what he did in his law review piece, as I read it, is to say Congress should take a look at this issue. And Congress should consider, should the president, in light of our history, Iran-Contra with President Reagan, and just go down the list of modern-day presidencies, and most have been affected in some significant way by an investigation. So what he's suggesting is Congress take a look at this and consider whether to essentially have a postponement or a timeout. It's a perfectly reasonable position, but he's speaking as a thoughtful observer and not as a judge. He's going to go by the law as a judge and as a justice.
Was he talking about prosecutorial zeal there? And as you know, and some have interpreted the president even picking him in the first place, is that he would have a sympathetic vote on the Supreme Court in case this were ever pushed to a crisis.
No, I think the country should have confidence that Brett Kavanaugh is going to set aside whatever his policy views are and to say, what does the Constitution call for? And the Supreme Court of the United States spoke unanimously in the Paula Corbin Jones case brought by President Clinton to the effect to the Supreme Court saying, grant me immunity from civil litigation. And the Supreme Court unanimously said no, and that included to...
I'm going to stop it right here because I think it's really important that we take a look at really one of the most important parts of this because we're coming up to a break. But Starr, Kavanaugh worked as Starr's deputy. He investigated the death of Vince Foster, the childhood friend of Clinton, whose suicide in 1993 while working in the White House spawned conspiracy theories. Politico obtained the National Archive copies of Kavanaugh's notes on the interviews, interviewing a Park Service sergeant during the Foster investigation who described the body. Arm flaccid, blood most on face. Not much rigor.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're talking about this Brett Kavanaugh nomination in the news, just sort of breaking out right now. Actually, there's an interview I saw Star, I think yesterday, the day before. But it's salient now because it's interesting. People are figuring out that Kavanaugh did the investigation of the childhood friend of Vince Foster, where they said he committed suicide. And we left off because I kind of cut the interview short. It's a long interview. I don't want to get too muddied in the water there because the article is a little bit more salient and to the point. It says, working as Starr's deputy, Kavanaugh also investigated the death of Vince Foster, the childhood friend of the Clintons, whose suicide. Now, see, this is the big question. Was it a suicide or not? In 1993, while working in the White House, spawned conspiracy theories. This is, again, when Vince Foster died and everybody else died, this is the stuff that, you know, back in the 1990s, this is early 1990s, people hadn't really gotten on to the whole notion that there was this big train of death and of course, even then in the future for the Clintons. Everybody seems to die, you know. And there's a whole list of people that, you know, from Arkansas on, that have been surrounding the Clintons, and they suddenly die. So Vince Foster's death has been one of the big ones because he was such a close friend and all these different theories. I mean, he was having an affair with Hillary. He was doing this. He was doing that. And, you know, it was, well, anyway, strange, as they say. Now, there's been parts of the theory that say he shot himself in the back of the head 3 times. And, of course, there's other stories as to that. Now, in the next statement, it says here, Politico obtained from the National Archives copies of Kavanaugh's notes on interviewing a Park police sergeant during the Foster investigation who described the body. This is it. Quote, arm flaccid, blood most on face, not much rigor, meaning rigor mortis hadn't set in completely, blood starting to congeal. Kavanaugh's handwritten notes say, when body rolled, still flaccid. May not be dead that long. Puddle of blood, C/head, about size of hands. Reach behind head and felt exit wound and felt mushy. This is as he's taking notes from the park ranger, basically, the park police. Says, after leaving Starr's team, Kavanaugh worked in a private practice where in 2000 he worked pro bono on the legal team for the Miami family of Elian Gonzalez, who wanted the 6-year-old boy to be allowed to stay in America. Gonzalez, in 1999, was found by fishermen off Florida's coast after his mother and other adults died fleeing Cuba. After rescue, Gonzalez wanted him returned to Cuba. And the case captivated the country and culminated with Clinton's Attorney General Janet Reno ordering federal agents to take custody of Gonzalez and return him to his father. Now, this was, of course, a huge, huge thing at the time because these agents go rushing in there in the bedroom, and, of course, the classic picture of the agent pointing the gun in the direction of the young boy being held by his uncle, I guess, in his arms as they stand in a closet like they're trying to hide in a closet. Anyway, this is Elian Gonzalez, the little boy that he took that case. It says records on his years with the Bush White House are at the Bush Library, overseen by the National Archives. It says the pursuit of all these records could draw the confirmation process out, despite Republican hopes to confirm the judge by the beginning of the Supreme Court's term in October. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh has been making the rounds in Capitol Hill, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the point is that these controversies are going to resurface again. It'd be interesting to see, though, what a lot of these records indicate that haven't been seen, other than the ones that have been seen, like the Park Ranger report right there, autopsies and, you know, things like that. Because, again, the conspiracy theorists had their day. I wasn't really into the Vince Foster thing as much. This whole long train of deaths around the Clinton is just, and we just accept it, you know? It's just acceptable behavior. It's just what the Clintons do. It's how they behave, right? At least as far as the left's concerned, it's pretty outrageous as far as everybody else is concerned. That's my opinion. And I can have an opinion, thank you very much. Seriously. Rand Paul defends Trump-Putin meeting, cites Trump derangement syndrome. I'm a biter on this one. Also, Google got fined $5 billion by the EU. I think that's relevant. I think that's a relevant statement. $5 billion. Anyway, Rand Paul defends Trump-Putin meeting, cites Trump derangement syndrome. I have no video on this. It says here, Senator Rand defended Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday amid intense backlash from Democrats and Republicans. It says, engagement with our adversaries and conversation with our adversaries is a good idea, even at the height of the Cold War, maybe at the lowest ebb when we were in the midst of the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think it was a good thing that Kennedy had a direct line to Khrushchev. Paul told CNN's Wolf Blitzer. Boy, I'll tell you, I should play that interview. I don't think I'll do it today because we got, we got tons of things to cover yet. And I kind of have to stick to the script a little bit here today. But the Wolf Blitzer yesterday was so rude. I mean, just so rude to Rand Paul. Finally, Rand Paul in the interview says, are you going to let me answer the question? Because, you know, Wolf Blitzer is just going after Trump, of course. Now, we got water in the blood, blood in the water. We got water in the blood. He's got water on the brain, I should say, insane in the membrane. Wolf Blitzer. Yeah, I know. I should play this for you because I'm describing it and I'm all excited about it. Tomorrow. Listen, we got work we got to do here today. Anyway, it says, I think that it is a good idea to have engagement, and I think that what is lost in this is that I think there is a bit of Trump derangement syndrome, he goes on to say. I think there are people who hate the president so much that this could have easily been President Obama early in his first administration setting the reset and trying to have better relations with Russia. And I think it's lost on people that they're a nuclear power. That's a key thing. You know, one nuclear bomb can destroy your whole day. But when you have hundreds, thousands of them between these two nations, well, it wipes out the earth, of course, many times over. They have influence in Syria. They're in close proximity to the troops in Syria. And they are close to the peninsula of North Korea and may have some influence that could help us there. Actually, they could have a lot of it. So that's Rand Paul speaking about that. The article goes on and says, Democrats and Republicans in Congress piled criticism on Trump, calling his actions treasonous. And, of course, we were talking about Newt Gingrich. You guys know what a newt is? It's like a salamander. A newt. The eye of a newt, or whatever they call it. It's some sort of potion when you do the newt thing, Pull out the eye and put it on there and stuff. That's the Trump derangement syndrome known to everybody. I'm getting to the rest of the show here. Just hang on a second. We're going to read the grievance, by the way. But this is another really good one. Oh, by the way, we're going to have Scott Bennett on the show, I think, tomorrow. I'm going to be on his show today, and you'll be getting the recording on that. We might get some pieces of that coming up. But Scott Bennett, he's all over the news, of course, for what's going on with Trump and Putin. EU fines Google $5 billion over Android antitrust abuse. Google, $5 billion with a B over Android antitrust abuse. Isn't that interesting? Come up with anyone? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Yeah. Google. EU, the European Union fines Google $5 billion. Okay, let me kind of walk you through this, okay, so you understand what we're talking about with the European Union. I want to read the story to you, and then I want you to remember the Socialist European Union, okay? Now, I'm not defending Google. God knows I don't defend Google, right? I don't. So let's, you know, but, you know, it couldn't happen to a better group. But, you know, like I said, I don't defend Google here, but you'll hear where I'm coming from this. The European Union fines, a salient comment there is European Union. I'm trying to nudge you. you capitalists and socialists out there, I'm trying to get you to understand what's going on here, what I'm talking about. The European Union regulators have slapped.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know. Okay, the European sound effects, the Foley guys, the Foley people arrived. European Union regulators have slapped Alphabet-owned Google. Alphabet-owned Google with a $4.3 billion or $5 billion antitrust fine for abusing the dominance of its Android mobile operating system, which is by far the most popular smartphone operating system in the world. The European Commission, the EU's executive body, ordered... Boy, they have an executive body. Like a body like that. What's a body that looks like the European Union? I'm sorry, that's just... Says the European Union's executive body ordered the company to put an end to illegal conduct within 90 days or else face additional charges of up to 5% of the Alphabet's average daily worldwide revenue. Alphabet, what is this Alphabet owned? This is, okay, this is news to me. My gosh, it's MSNBC that's Alphabet Class A. Oh, okay. Alphabet owned. Alphabet owned. Alphabet owned. Where are we looking at this? Alphabet owned. We've got Alphabet owned as a real time. It's a stock. Alphabet owned. Alphabet Class A. Google. Okay. I used to know all this kind of stuff because I used to buy and sell stocks. But I'm lost on this one. I really am lost. What Alphabet owned, that just kind of is weird as to what they might be referring to there. Anyway, the European Commission ordered the company to stop. The EU fine is the largest ever issued to Google, which was slapped with a $2.7 billion penalty for favoring its shopping service over competitors last year. The European Union hit Google with a record antitrust fine, right? It says the ruling comes a little over a year after the EU fined the company for $2.7 billion. This is even more salient. Okay, this is what I'm getting to. So last year, they fined them 2.7. This year, it's 5 billion. What will next year be for Google in terms of fines? Or, if you follow my drift, are they supposed to be fined? Is this a way for the European Union? Now, you got to think North Korea. You got to think, sorry, it's time for a cup of coffee. Just handed me a fresh brew. Hang on. Okay, I'm sorry. Had to do that. Want you to get this drift now. If you're the European Union and you're North Korea, what is the one thing you have in common? The one thing you have in common is you have no income. Basically. Now let's also go this way. The European Union just lost its biggest teat to suckle from. Or it's about to. Oh, I'm sorry. I know that's a little graphic to think about. But, you know, this is what, when you dive into socialism, this is where you have to go. The European Union is completely socialist. And if not in, you know, socialism is the step to communism, basically. You have to understand there's a progression going. Oh, progression, there's that word, progressive. Is socialism progressive to communism? Well, I don't know if it's progressivism to socialism to communism, or just skip one of them and just say progressivism to communism. Or you combine it all together and you get fascism thrown in there and all that stuff. These are all part and parcel to the answer to what I'm throwing out you as a riddle about the European Union and what they're up to. Okay, so let's back up here a little bit. Someone very great said that socialism works great until you run out of other people's money. And then what do you do? You dial up Google. Yeah. You just sue Google. If you're running out of money, you sue Google. I mean, you know, $2.7 billion is a lot of money. Right? I mean, just for you and me, I'm just pocket change for these folks. So you have the EU that's fined last year, 2.7. Now this year, it's kind of like, hey, let's go back and get some more. Let's dream up some charges and say, ah, we're going to fine Google $5 billion over Android antitrust abuses. And what is North Korea, what have they been known to do? At moments like this with negotiations, you got Donald Trump. He's committed. He's doing all these things with North Korea. Kim Jong-un. And Kim Jong-un meets in, Singapore. And Mr. Un, what's he up to? Well, I don't know what Mr. Un is up to because Mr. Un's dad, he liked to extort people at this point. Yeah, extort them. Create a crisis and then extort them. Oh, Rahm Emanuel, you're getting my drift. You're starting to understand. Okay, so the European Union has lost its teat. It's got to find another teat. Where's the teat? Brexit. It's the Brexit teat. There's no more suckling off that breast. It's just not there. They're leaving. The Brexit breast is gone. So what does the EU have to do? And remember, they're totally socialist. They're running out of other people's money. They must fine Google because Google has got a lot of money. And Google likes socialist communist organizations. So naturally, all of us conservative folks who contribute by and get do the products with Google, the money just goes to the socialists because they're not expected to run out of money, right? Such as the European Union. Now, enter North Korea, who just straight up extorts it out of you. Is there any different? No. See, that's what North Korea has always been about. North Korea has always been about creating a crisis and then getting some sort of relief as part of the negotiations to settle. They don't make anything because they don't understand free market capitalism, nor does the European Union. They do understand the big breast thing. They get that suckling thing. So that giant suckling sound you're hearing right now, up to $5 billion, it's the European Union suckling off the breast of Google. And where does all that milk come from? Money come from? Well, you and I, everybody who uses Google, or the allied products of Google. It's a perfect system for the EU, isn't it? Socialism run amok. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Website agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, yesterday was the 17th of July, and we read our grievance, number 26, about the new state of California, from new state, California new state. And this is the grievance as we read it yesterday, so that y'all understand it. Loud and clear. This is how we do it. We go to all these different counties and we get everybody stepping up out there, and it makes a big difference when you publicly read the grievance. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to read it to you so you kind of get the drift as to how it goes and why we do these grievances. It becomes kind of self-evident, I think, over the, you know, the sentences as we... Sorry, it's got a scratch. You're probably hearing the microphone. We have these grievances, and of course the grievances are understood by everybody to be absolutely wildly crazy good. At least I think they are. So here we go. Grievance number 26, statement of facts. A little bit of adjustment going on here. Let's see if we can't fix some things going on. Anyway, statement of New California. Grievance 26, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator. Declaration of Grievance, United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, states, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding." Then we go on with the body of the grievance. "The Communist California government in the current governor have fostered, supported, legislated, enacted, and enforced unconstitutional laws and regulations in direct violation of Article 6, Section 2, known as the Supremacy Clause. The Communist California governor, the communist monoparty system, and local communist officials have engaged on a regular basis to
ignore the very laws and regulations they themselves impose upon the United States citizens living in California. Utilizing an industrialized hyper-legislative process, which calls for the California legislature to convene for 11 months each year, the Communist Modern Party members of the Assembly and Senate can impose any oppressive law they wish at any time upon the citizens of California. Working alongside a communist California governor, the oppressive legislature or legislation they approve is eagerly signed into law. The oppressive laws are designed to destroy the very fabric of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and reduce the California Constitution into a useless document that benefits only lawless criminals and communist government officials while punishing law-abiding United States citizens living in California. The communist California governor, the communist monoparty system, and local elected officials have created a lawless culture which stands in direct opposition to the Supremacy Clause in Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution. The California government and current California governor are not superior to the United States Constitution and the laws which flow from it. Yet on repeated occasions, year after year, not by mistake or accident, during the tenure of the communist governor and the communist members of the monoparty system have passed, enacted, and enforced laws which stand in direct defiance of the United States Constitution, the effect of which has diminished the constitutional rights of citizens of California to the point as to threaten the union of states of the United States of America. Commitment of these acts constitutes sedition by the communist California government and the communist governor. Pretty heavy hand here, right? Well, the hammer comes down. Here we go. Utilizing Marxist, Leninist, and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the communist California governor, monoparty system, and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the Union of the United States of America. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California communist government, in conjunction with the communist state of executive instituted wherever the current communist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which gives us our liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority. Betrayal by the sitting communist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of the responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of the United States living in California. This concludes these proceedings. Grievance number 26, New California towards State of California. Pretty effective, pretty truthful. The big focus, of course, is on the monoparty system using its 11 months of the year to be able to legislate laws. That's what this is. Do you believe this? This is amazing stuff. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Got a big day coming up this Saturday. It's the first time a state has met in convention for a constitution since, are you ready for this, 1861, to form a new state from a pre-existing state. And that was, of course, West Virginia, separating from Virginia right at the beginning of the Civil War. And not to say that we're at civil war, but, you know, there is talk of, secession by California, and we're not going to let that happen, of course. We're the answer to that. NewCaliforniaState.com is the website to go to get all your information about it. And look into, if you're around in the area, give us a call, and we'll see about getting you in. We do have some spectators that are coming. Most of the people that are going to be there are going to be, of course, congressmen, or excuse me, assembly members and senators, and other representatives from the counties within the state of New California. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And again, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, remember, it's Right to Voice, big sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio. It's the alternative to, it's a conservative alternative to Facebook, which is, it's starting to grow and explode, actually, because people are pretty angry at Facebook and, of course, Google. But then, as you were hearing in the last segment we did about Google, they seem to be quite the money organization, supplying $5 billion probably for a year. Maybe next year they're going to get $10 billion to the European Union. Just the way the socialist system works now, isn't it? The European Union has to run out and find money to keep itself afloat. And who do they turn to? Google. The biggest CIA operation on the planet. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.